Joel, what does it mean to be in the leadership group for 2019?
Yeah, it's obviously very humbling to be voted in by my teammates. Year on year, I've been here for 8 years playing AFL, and year on year, I think my leadership's got better and to a stage now where I can really represent my teammates.
And what do you think you bring to the role? Why do you think you've been voted in by your peers?
Yeah, I think I'm a bit of a unique character. I get along with the whole group. I like working hard, but I really enjoy having fun as well, so a bit of everything.
The fun side of things, does that make you surprised that, given how much you enjoy yourself at times, that you're able to switch over to the serious side of things as well?
I can find a really good balance. Like I said, I've been playing AFL for 8 years, so I find a really good balance of having fun off the field and on the field, where I'm really knuckling down and really trying to get a win for my side.
Is that why you had success, you feel, personally?
I think winning a premiership in 2016 really drove me to be a better player and have better standards around the club and sort of be a role model to get back to that stage eventually. Don't know when it will be, but that's probably what really drives me forward.
Since you came back to the Dock, has your leadership changed at all since you came back here and joined the squad?
I think the age demographic of being about 25, 26 is only about 6 or 7 of us, so I think for me it's sort of, I sort of have to be a leader, and you know, sometimes it's not natural for me to speak up, but I sort of have to do that. That's what the group demands. So in my last two years here and almost into my third year now, I've really developed my sort of leadership model, I guess you could say, and I'm really starting to enjoy it as well.
Is there anyone you've moulded that model on at this club or at former clubs?
Well, I've had a lot of good leaders in the past. I've had Joel Selwood and Harry Taylor and these guys, and Dale Morris and Bob Murphy, and having Fifey here as well, and Aaron Sandlands and David Mundy. So I've had a lot of good guys to learn off, and also a lot of young guys too that really, along the way, learn things off them as well. So, I've had a lot of good guys to learn off, and I'm really enjoying the role now.
Who's your pick of those names you just listed there that you really see yourself as becoming one of those leaders?
Oh, they're all such great leaders in their own way, so I couldn't pick one. I've got a bit of everything from every player, so... yeah, I couldn't pick one.
A bit of a changing in the guard and the leadership group, sort of reflective of the actual playing squad itself. A guy like Sandy and obviously Lockie drop out, and it's reflective of the way to change amongst the playing group with you guys coming into the leadership group.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely lost two great leaders with Lockie and Sandy. Lockie obviously took off to Brisbane, and Sandy's been in the leadership group for 10 years. So I think Sandy's in his 17th year now, so he's done a good period of leading for this club. He's still going to lead as well. I think Sandy's a bit older, so by his own admission, he'd probably want to step back. And sort of observe and watch from the sidelines and sort of guide us younger guys through the leadership group.
What do you think the team needs from its leaders to see success this year?
Oh, we need to be consistent, for one. As a young, 25-year-old, I've got to be consistent on and off the field as well. Lead standards and have good professionalism as well.
We've had some issues as a club with some off-field indiscretions over the past couple of years, which have resulted in some disciplinary action for guys. What do you expect to have to do as a leader to rein that in this year and prevent it from being an issue throughout the season?
Yeah, it's all part of learning. As a young club, and our age demographic is we're a young club, we're all learning. As leaders, it's for us to lead the way now and implement those standards around the club, really. And if something does pop up, we do it the right way.
Are you confident that those days are over of guys getting into a bit of strife off the field?
Oh, we're all human. Everyone's entitled to enjoy himself off the field. I'm not going to say the days are over because every club has indiscretions at times, but you know, we're definitely on the right path. Our young guys are really starting to develop as well, so yeah, we're on the right path.
Did the Harley issue in the off-season come across your desk at all, or is it too new in the leadership group to actually have occurred?
Yeah, I think it was minor indiscretion. We're not too sure. I didn't hear about it really until I got to the club, but no, nothing's come through.
Can you talk through, as a group, will you all come together, and how are you going to enforce where you want to go as a club? How does that come about?
Yeah, we'll all come together as a leadership group in the next couple of days and really set down a model for what we want to do in the future to go forward, and that'll really implement that across the whole group, really. Like we've got a trademark and we're driving standards and professionalism as well, so that'll implement on the field as well.
Your third year here, he's been here for 3 months. How difficult is it for a bloke to walk in, have such an impact, to be in the leadership group in such a short amount of time?
It shows such good character of a person in Reece. And where he's come from as well, coming from Richmond, a successful club. And the person Reece is, I voted him in my leadership group votes, and most of the guys did as well. So for him to come in the club, been here for 3 months, hadn't even played a game for the side, it's definitely great for him, great for the club as well.
When did you notice that he was going to have an impact?
Probably day two, when he bought me a coffee. Probably the whole time he's been around. He's been driving standards. He gets around every player on the list. He's a good player. You want around your footy club as well.
Are we surprised that Brad Hill was not left out but wasn't included in this year's leadership group, considering he was in last year at the start of the season?
I think Brad was really close in the voting as well. Brad's still going to have a role within the leadership group. Not an informal role, but he's still going to be around. He'll be in meetings and stuff like that. So Brad's still around. He's just not hasn't got a formal role.
Is there anyone else who's got an informal role, or is it just him?
Connor Blakely, Ed Langdon, and these sort of guys. Adam Chera, Andy Brayshaw, the up-and-coming group that will want to drive the standards of this club.
Cool. Thanks, Rob.
Cool.
Alrighty.
Reece, did you feel like something like this was coming since you walked in the door a couple of months ago when you got traded? Did you feel like you had that impact straight away when you walked in?
No, definitely not. I just sort of it all happened pretty quickly, the trade and moving back to Perth, but just wanted to get settled and get back to getting my body right, training well. But yeah, I've made a conscious effort to drive really strong standards and bring what I learnt across from Richmond and start implementing some stuff here. And didn't really expect the leadership role formally, but definitely something I've strived for in my whole career.
Can you give us an insight into the stuff that you have brought across and implemented here from Richmond?
Just a lot of training standards, a lot of stuff off the field as well, some mental skills, ways to just build relationships. Just a lot of little things and just drip feeding them in. Still plenty more things that we can develop.
What did you learn from guys like Trent Cotchin, Alex Rance, Jack Redwell at Richmond from their leadership?
Yeah, they were all incredible leaders and very different, and that's what made that leadership group, excel. Cochie's a really on-field leader, and I learned a lot of him from a footy perspective. And, I'm quite similar to Alex Rance in a personality sense. Love building relationships and getting around everyone and, quite extroverted naturally, but also love having, those one-on-one really meaningful conversations. And then Jack's, he's a... probably the most incredible footy brain I've ever seen, and he's developed a lot as a person individually, especially off the field and driving standards, and he trains incredibly well. So yeah, I've learnt little bits from all them.
So you said you brought this stuff across from Richmond. Could you notice the difference when you got here that these things weren't in place here and you had to bring them with you? Was that noticeable for you when you walked in?
No, not necessarily. Fremantle, all footy clubs do things differently, and they've had some very good leaders here, Sandy and Fifey's doing a fantastic job, but just little things that I'd obviously learnt, and everything's different at every club, like I said, but just driving the standards and implementing what I can.
Is it difficult when you walk in, you don't want to sound like a know-it-all, and you've got to work into the club at the same time and try to build relationships? Is that the challenge of wanting to say stuff but working out when to actually speak?
Absolutely. Yeah, I sort of took a bit of a back seat at first, just observed and took everything in. Just slowly, trying to do what I can. I just want to create positive change but also just be my essential self just create a really nice environment to be around.
So have you seen a big change in the group in this 3 months in terms of the stuff that you've spoken about?
Definitely. I've said the little things, training standards have lifted. I feel like guys are connecting a lot better. We've got quite a young group and, even just little social aspects, getting around each other away from the club, which is really important, for building those relationships and then to resonate out on the field as well. We're definitely developing really strong relationships, which is great. And like I said, training standards have been really good.
Is it a relationships-based game, really, in the way so you can talk to people the right way on the field and get into them if you need to, or work on different things? If you haven't got the relationships, can you win the games of footy these days?
I think it definitely helps. It's more just that trust factor. If you develop those strong relationships away from the field and, you trust them and the same's going to happen out on the field. It's not necessarily kicks, marks, handballs. It's, the little things, picking someone up off the ground and celebrating goals. That's the stuff that really means a lot.
Have you felt a difference in your game on the track now that you've got this leadership role, I guess?
I only found out yesterday, so I haven't had a training session since the news. But I feel personally my training standards have definitely lifted since coming to Fremantle. I've been trying to really drive that, and especially with such a young group, just imparting, what I've learnt over my 8 years. So, yeah, but it's definitely something I'll continue to drive going forward.
in the season, but what are you expecting of yourself this season? You're in for a big one. Do you feel like that's coming?
I feel like, yeah, it's just everything sort of working into place nicely. I've had some bad luck in the past through injury and whatnot, but I feel like I'm in a really good space physically and mentally and emotionally. So, yeah, looking forward to a really good year, and you know, I have no doubt that we're going to have some success here.
It's such a young list here at Freo, coming from Richmond. When you were out there, you said you sat back a bit, but did you find yourself you actually have to be a voice out here because I'm one of the more senior guys for once? Was that a sort of realisation at some point?
Yes and no. We still have a lot of guys that speak up, but yeah, when I felt it was necessary or I had something really vital to say, I would speak up. But yeah, just really wanted to settle in and get myself right physically. And you know, it's quite a big change. Just learning the way that we do things here, and it took a little while. But yeah, I'll definitely continue to drive that and probably speak up more and more as the season goes on.
Do you find Brayshaw and Chair and these young guys coming up to you and asking about the premiership and asking details about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Adam Chair is a bit of a mad Richmond fan actually growing up, so I found him following me around a little bit, which is quite nice. But yeah, they're both incredible young men, very talented, but also very driven. So yeah, they're going to be incredible for the future of this club, and it's good we can start developing that as early as possible.
Just a process thing. Did you have to nominate yourself and then get voted on, or does everyone just chuck in 5 votes each? How did it work to get the group?
It's a relatively standard leadership vote. It's all online these days, so you just fill out a bit of a survey, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 voting, and so it's pretty standard.
Just coming in under a new coach, Ross, how have you found him and how's your relationship with him and the way he goes about it?
Yeah, Ross has been fantastic for me since, even prior to the news of getting traded, we were in contact, and he's a very positive individual. He's a lot more mindful than I anticipated when I first met him, which is great because, I've done a lot of work in that space. We're building a good relationship, and, he's an incredible footy mind. So, we've been training well, and he's just undergone a bit of a knee surgery, so he's sort of been floating in and out, which I think the boys have somewhat enjoyed. Takes a little bit of pressure off you, but he's been fantastic, and very much looking forward to playing for him.